I have no idea.
Jared, you guys had to overcome a little more adversity than usual tonight. I mean, falling behind three times like that. What does that say about what the team was able to do?
We just stuck with it. We knew, you know, we were getting our chances. We just had to bury the puck, and you know, Joey obviously made some big saves for us right there. Kind of kept us in it. So, you know, we wasn't like us tonight, but you know, when you're playing against a team who plays a lot of offense like that, he's got a lot of skilled players. You know, obviously, Pencil, he's a pretty great player, and you know, Gaudreau and all those young guys. So, they're going to get their chances and they make good plays. So, you got to give them credit for the ball.
It's your second game as a center for this line. Were you able to find a little more time and space for yourself that you've been looking for?
Yeah, a little bit. Just trying to be low and slow and help my team as much as possible. And you know, that's my first thought, is kind of helping them defensively. Don't blow the zone, you know. There's going to be turnover, stuff like that. Shit happens, right? So we got to be above the puck or below the puck as a centerman, and that's what I'm trying to work on.
Jared, it may not be the game you guys wanted to play, but is there a sort of confidence that comes with finding a way to win when it's not maybe what you all wanted?
Yeah, definitely. You know, shows we can score goals. Shows that, you know, our depth scoring is a huge part of our team. But, you know, like I said before, this is not usually like us, and we're going to rein it back in here, playing against a good team next game. So,
What happens when you do go two players down? What happens on the bench? How do you galvanize in that kind of a time?
Yeah, obviously it was tough to lose two great players like that, especially Berkey early, and, you know, the lines were all over the place. And, you know, we just tried to – we have such a good, deep team that, you know, it's everybody's played with everybody before, right? So, you know, it's not too much of a learning curve. So I feel like we didn't really lose a step, maybe a little bit more defensively mindset, but especially when you have a lead, other than that, it's good.
And you won nine games in a row. You're coming off of eight straight losses prior to that. I mean, what does that say about?
Just cancel each other out, I guess, right?
We'll just start playing in January.
Yeah, I know exactly. We're 500. We're playing well. Like, we're playing great. And we're playing good against good teams, too, which is good. I like to see that. But, you know, we need to realize, like, you know, amidst all those teams that are going to run and gun, and we got to skate more. We've got to check a little bit harder.
I'll just take it if I know
what's up for getting this team.
Jared, obviously team results are the highest priority, but you do get two goals tonight, 3 points, and you reach that 300-point milestone. Does that mean anything to you? Can you reflect on that?
Yeah, just obviously I have a lot of people to thank for being where I am. You know, my parents, ownership, Ronnie gave me that contract. And, you know, it's just very humbled, very honored. You know, I just want to keep going, going. I really believe in this team and what we can accomplish together, so let's just keep going.
Thanks, Kenneth.